You've made a killing in your career on what happens right after the draft and the signing of undrafted free agents.
You know, it's really funny. Times have changed. So you do have kind of a undrafted college free agent cap. What I've done in the past, and, you know, we'll sign reserve futures, guys that have something and they just haven't quite caught on. And I like having those guys in a camp so they understand tempo and all this and that. It also gives you the ability to evaluate your third string running back, quarterback, wide receivers, because if you don't have an offensive line in front of them, you can't evaluate them. So we'll probably target three or four guys that we want, and hopefully, they'll be on our draft board. You know, I was in Carolina, we had Andrew Norwell. We had him in the fifth round. Draft's over, I just turned to my cap guy. I said, I don't care what it costs. I don't care if he takes the whole pool, get him. It's like taking a guy in the first round, second round. That make a difference. You got to have convictions on these guys. And what you have to do is when you work through the draft, see, the first round you're looking at those guys and you're saying, what's their fail factor? They should have no fail factor. And you work down. Once you get to the fourth round, it's what does he have that's going to allow him to make our club and make it better, oh, by the way. And then the same thing when you get down to the free agents. In the ideal world, our undrafted college free agents will come off our front board. And what allows them to play? You know, a lot of times people get down later, I don't like this guy, I don't like that guy. And they go, wait a minute, you got to draft somebody. So let's go to the positive and let's say, what does he bring? What skill does he have that will allow him to get between the white lines on Sunday for an NFL team?